Trudeau has been praised by U.S. presidents, heads of state, global leaders. He's been called, quote, a revolutionary of our times, a social entrepreneur, a visionary, a future leader. All of this because of his work to empower low-wealth communities across America. His biography, long, and I assure you, very impressive. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I give you John Bryant.
Isn't God good? A Japanese mentor of mine, been in Japan 9 times, speaking of Japanese to get myself in trouble. He said to me on one of my trips, John, do you want to know the purpose of life? Let me sit down, I said, and take this in. He said, no, for you, it only takes a minute. He said, the purpose of life is to become transparent to God's will. It's so simple. And so I said, well, how do I do that? And he said, learn to get out of your own way. How often? Every single day. Author Deepak Chopra has said in the 7 spiritual laws of success, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. My pastor and spiritual mentor, Reverend Dr. Cecil Chip Murray, First AME Church, former pastor has said, it's not what people call you, it's what you answer to that's important. And never, ever, ever answer out of your name. And then I added, argue with a fool proves there are two. In a book I wrote called Banking on Our Future, I said that there is a difference between being broke and being poor. And being broke was an economic condition. You've been there before, you take any risks in life, you'll be there again. To be broke is an economic condition, but to be poor is a disabling frame of mind and a depressed condition of your spirit, and you must vow never, ever, ever to be poor again. Today is a great day. 600 McDonald's operators, $400,000 in combined scholarship grants, $50,000 given, I'm sorry, invested today. These owners that you saw stand up today have a little differentiation. You see, they aren't black for a living, but they're incredible leaders and entrepreneurs who happen to be black. A reason to be proud. I am here to talk about choices. My friend Leslie Sykes, the bad sister, fine and smart. We've known each other for a long time. I'm so proud of her. Pure substance. Honored to be here. She made choices. The bishop has made choices. The owners here have made choices. My staff, please stand up. The Operation Hope staff came to support you. They've made choices. And Rachel Dopp, my first employee from 1992. An honorary black person. Raise your hand, Rachel. You want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. Choices. You know, you can make a choice to evolve or devolve. You can make a choice to become impressed or depressed. You can make a choice to move forward or to move backwards. You can make a choice to look at that glass of water in front of you and decide whether it's half full or half empty. Life is 10% what life does to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. What's your response going to be from this day forward? There's a story of a man, he went to Africa, shoe salesman. And he came on home right away. Bring me home. Why? You just got there. Oh, it's easy. No one here. Wear shoes. And then they sent a woman to Africa, probably my mother. Immediately she found a mall somewhere in the bush. Lost for 3 weeks. She emerged 3 weeks later and promptly sent a telegram to head office. This is amazing. Send me 3 boatloads of shoes. And they cabled back and they said, well, what happened? Did you get malaria while you're in the bush? Why do you need 3 boatloads of shoes? She said, it's amazing. No one here wears shoes. Okay, we'll get that later. So, the coffee's on the table. So life is about choices. On my way here, I got off the freeway and I saw some African-American men and unfortunately some African-American women. Not so very old from the awardees here today. Bishop, you know what I'm talking about. Standing on a street corner.